What happens when AI-generated summaries turn real news into complete nonsense? Welcome to the AI in Media Daily Brief, your go-to source for how artificial intelligence is reshaping media. Today is Wednesday, February 12th, 2025. Here's what's making waves in the world of AI and media. Let's get into it. The British Broadcasting Corporation recently uncovered a rather unsettling trend with artificial intelligence-generated news summaries. After Apple's AI service mangled a headline about a murder case, the BBC decided to investigate the accuracy of AI assistance in summarizing news. The findings? Well, they're not exactly confidence-inspiring. In January, Apple's on-device AI service prompted headlines on iPhones that inaccurately reported a suspect in a murder case had committed suicide. This was false, and the BBC quickly raised concerns with Apple. In response, Apple pledged to make software changes and even temporarily disabled news and entertainment summaries. To dive deeper, the BBC conducted original research evaluating AI tools like OpenAI's ChatGPT, Microsoft's Copilot, Google's Gemini, and Perplexity. These tools were tasked with answering 100 questions based on BBC News articles, with direct access to the BBC website, a privilege not usually granted. The results were eye-opening. 51% of all AI-generated answers had significant issues, with 19% introducing factual errors and 13% altering quotes from the original sources. Of the AI tools tested, Google's Gemini struggled the most. It was reported that 34% of its responses had significant issues, compared to 27% for Copilot, 17% for Perplexity, and 15% for ChatGPT. The most common problems included factual inaccuracies and missing context, which can severely distort the intended message of the original news stories. Deborah Turness, BBC News and Current Affairs CEO, cautioned about the potential dangers of AI's inaccuracies, highlighting how they could further erode public trust in verified information. The price of AI's extraordinary benefits must not be a world where people searching for answers are served distorted, defective content that presents itself as fact, she wrote. This research sheds light on the challenges of integrating AI into newsrooms and the broader media landscape. While AI offers incredible potential, from generating subtitles to translating articles, it also brings significant risks, particularly when it comes to maintaining the accuracy and integrity of news content. Thomson Reuters has scored an early win in the ongoing battle over AI and copyright laws in the United States. This case might just set a precedent for how we handle intellectual property in the age of artificial intelligence. Picture this. A legal research firm, Ross Intelligence, decides to train an artificial intelligence model using content from Thomson Reuters' legal platform, Westlaw, all without asking for permission. Sounds straightforward, right? Well, not quite. This move led to a lawsuit filed by Thomson Reuters back in 2020. Fast forward to now, and Judge Stefanos Bibas of the 3rd United States Circuit Court of Appeals has made a decision. He ruled that Ross Intelligence's actions did not fall under fair use as dictated by U.S. copyright law. The court's ruling emphasized that none of Ross's defenses were valid. Why does this matter? Well, the fair use doctrine allows for certain uses of copyrighted materials, like for teaching or research, but the court found Ross's use didn't qualify. This ruling is significant because it addresses a core question in the AI space. Can tech companies freely use copyrighted works to train their models without permission? Thomson Reuters' victory isn't just a win for them, it's a signal to the tech industry at large. More and more lawsuits are popping up from authors, visual artists, and music labels against AI developers. These plaintiffs argue that tech companies are using their work to train AI without proper consent or compensation. And it's not just Thomson Reuters facing this issue. Writers like John Grisham and George R.R. Martin and media giants like the New York Times have also taken legal action against AI companies like OpenAI and Microsoft. they claim their works are being used to train AI models, challenging the notion of what's permissible under copyright law. This case is just the tip of the iceberg. As AI technology becomes more integrated into our daily lives, the legal landscape will have to adapt. The stakes are high, as the outcome of these battles could redefine how intellectual property rights are protected in the digital age. Scarlett Johansson is leading a charge for legislative action to regulate artificial intelligence, following the viral spread of an unauthorized deepfake video featuring her. This isn't just a personal battle, it's a push for a broader regulatory framework. She's advocating for laws that specifically ban deepfake videos created using artificial intelligence. It is terrifying that the United States government paralyzes itself when it comes to passing legislation that protects all of its citizens against the imminent dangers of AI, Johansson stated. Imagine a video popping up on your social media feed, featuring an AI-generated Scarlett Johansson wearing a provocative t-shirt with a Star of David and the word Kanye emblazoned below. It wasn't just Johansson in this deepfake. The video also included AI versions of Jewish celebrities like Drake and Jerry Seinfeld. The video concluded with a stark message, "Enough is enough," and "Join the fight against anti-Semitism." Why does Johansson's call for regulation matter? Well, this incident highlights a significant challenge: the potential for artificial intelligence to amplify hate speech and misinformation. Johansson emphasized, "I am a Jewish woman who has no tolerance for anti-Semitism or hate speech of any kind. But I also firmly believe that the potential for hate speech multiplied by AI is a far greater threat than any one person who takes accountability for it." This isn't Johansson's first tussle with AI. Back in 2023, she threatened legal action against a company for using her AI likeness without her consent in an advertisement. In another instance, she was shocked to hear a voice eerily similar to hers in OpenAI's ChatGPT assistant. These experiences underscore the pressing need for clear regulations. Interestingly, while U.S. lawmakers did introduce a bill last year targeting sexually explicit deepfakes, progress on broader AI regulations has been sluggish. As AI tools make it increasingly easy to create deepfakes, the urgency for comprehensive legislation becomes ever more apparent. Without it, the potential for harm only grows. AI-generated misinformation is becoming an increasingly pressing issue, as revealed by BOOM's January 2025 report. With a record surge in false claims, AI-generated content is making waves in the realm of misinformation, creating a challenging environment for fact-checkers. In January alone, 21 separate fact-checks were conducted, each uncovering misleading information. The targets of this misinformation were diverse, ranging from significant events like the Maha Kumbh and the Delhi Assembly elections to broader narratives, including Islamophobic content and the Los Angeles wildfires. Arvind Kejriwal, the Chief Minister of Delhi, emerged as the most targeted politician in this wave of misinformation. His political stature made him a prime subject for AI-generated falsehoods, reflecting a broader trend of using AI tools to influence public perception and political landscapes. Social media platforms have become hotspots for AI deepfakes, which have spread rapidly, complicating efforts to discern truth from fiction. The proliferation of these deepfakes underscores the urgent need for robust detection tools and regulatory measures to protect the integrity of information online. The implications of this report are clear. As AI technology continues to advance, the potential for misuse grows. This isn't just a tech challenge, it's a societal one, where the stakes involve public trust and the very fabric of democratic processes. That's it for today's The AI in Media Daily Brief. The surge in AI-generated misinformation highlights the urgent need for effective regulation and fact-checking measures to safeguard truth in our digital age. Thanks for tuning in. Stay updated. This is Michelle, signing off. Until next time.